Harper Audio presents Damn Yankees, 24 major league writers on the world's most loved and hated team. Edited by Rob Flader. Read by George Goodell, Ron McLarty, Scott Sowers, and Barbara Caruso. Introduction read by Rob Flader.
Introduction. Everyone has an opinion about the Yankees. More than an opinion in most cases, but an opinion at the very least. We're not talking here about the never-ending barstool chatter that sustains baseball fans, the daily sifting of heroes and bums, but the idea of the Yankees. This is a hot-button topic, though you can never be sure when you press that button what will go off. I was reminded of this when I started to call prospective contributors for this book. In the matter of the Yankees, there is no neutral ground, no Switzerland. Extreme, even fanatical views are the norm. These views are not necessarily rooted in sports, because the Yankees, while certainly a great sports story, are also an institution, a myth, a symbol. And what they symbolize is everything good and strong and true about baseball and America and the human race in general. Either that or pure evil. Those predisposed to the latter view look for and find confirmation everywhere. To wit, in September 2010, the front page of the New York Times reported that criminals, particularly those who inflict or threaten bodily harm, turn up more often than one might expect wearing Yankee gear. At arraignments, in mugshots, on surveillance videos, in victims' descriptions, the classic interlocking NY logo is a fixture. A curious phenomenon has emerged at the intersection of fashion, sports, and crime, the Times reported, and Yankee phobes will immediately recognize this intersection as the team's permanent home address. Dozens of men and women who have robbed, beaten, stabbed, and shot at their fellow New Yorkers have done so while wearing Yankee caps or clothing. When it comes time to pick headwear for a felony, it seems, only ski masks and silk stockings come close. In the New York area, Yankee-clad criminals outnumber those showing Mets colors by a factor of roughly 10 to 1. This trend started in New York, but soon spread. Before you knew it, a man in suburban Chicago had stuck up a Chase Bank wearing a Yankee cap. A couple thousand miles farther west, in Seattle, a young man in a similar cap assaulted an 81-year-old woman in her home. Many months later, when Muammar Gaddafi was finally killed, one of the insurgents who claimed credit for shooting the Libyan dictator appeared in a widely circulated photograph, brandishing Gaddafi's pistol and styling a flat-brimmed, slightly tilted Yankee cap. Truth is, none of this came as a surprise to me. By the time the Times reported the correlation between crime and the Yankees, I had already talked to quite a few writers about the team. Naturally, there were those who believed the Yankees are exemplars of grace and the epitome of wealth and power. But, you know, in a good way. But what I heard with striking frequency was that they are and forever shall be the devil's spawn. Of course violent criminals wear Yankee caps. What better way to cover their horns? Are we getting a little hysterical? Maybe. But consider what David Rakoff, the late comic writer whose lacerating wit was often turned on himself, had to say in an email rant about the moral fabric of baseball and of the Yankees in particular, by way of declining an invitation to rant at greater length for this collection. "I hate baseball," Rakoff wrote, "because of the lachrymose false moral component of it all, because it wraps itself in the flag in precisely the way the Republicans do and takes credit for being the opposite of what it really is. You know, the mama grizzly whose daughter gets knocked up and who quits her job but gets points as a stick-to-itive protectress? Baseball, and by baseball I mean its codifying straight-guy interpreters, its bloated, docker-clad commentariat, traffics in that same false nostalgia, fancying itself some sublime iteration of American values, exceptionalism, and purity, when in fact, it's just a deeply corporate sham of overfunded competition. Rakoff went on to note that the team he loathed most of all was, who else? The Yankees. The apotheosis, he wrote, of eminent domain and rapacious capitalism. You don't have to be from Boston to hate the Yankees. Rakoff, though he lived in New York, was born in Canada. The passions stirred by the Yankees are international, if not quite universal.